things are going so great as we make America great again. It's really hard to keep up with them. And it looks like as of midnight tomorrow, the vast majority of the USAID employees, which are about 13,000 of them, are going to be laid off. And Marco Rubio, who is the new head of the State Department, which this falls under, has deemed about 300 of them to be necessary. So 300 out of 13,000. So bye-bye. And as I'm sure you've seen, the Marxist Democrats are getting increasingly upset that the government is going to be saving American people tax dollars.
We will fight their violation of civil service laws. We will fight their violation of civil rights laws. We will fight
To continue wasting American tax dollars overseas on Drag Queen Story Hour and other ridiculous projects. Meanwhile, in our country, the cultural shift is turning out so good that Carl's Jr. is bringing back bikini-clad burger models. Quite an improvement from what the left insists are supposedly beautiful, supposed women. Disney Plus also lost 700,000 subscribers last year. Their fourth quarter and final annual figures have been released. But it still is just a small drop in the bucket. They actually have a stunning 124.6 million subscribers. But still, a lot of people just got tired with the wokeness and said bye-bye. And as I'm sure you heard yesterday, President Trump signed another executive order banning men from competing in women's sports in schools. So we may not have to deal with any more Leah Thomases, although there are going to be a lot of lawsuits, so this is definitely not over yet. President Trump was joined by a bunch of young athletes as he signed the executive order, and just take a quick little comparison and contrast between President Trump dealing with the children and Creepy Joe. I think it's safe to say that society is much better off with old Joe wherever he is.
Female athletes have been forced onto the front lines, and men claiming to be girls have stolen more than 3,500 victories. That's a lot. And invaded more than 11,000 competitions designed for women. Last year, a male cyclist posing as a woman competed in the 800-mile Arizona Trail Race, a very big deal in cycling, and obliterated the women's course record by nearly 5.5 hours. Sounds like a lot, doesn't it, huh? 5.5 hours. So, but you have to hear the weightlifting records. You think that's bad? The weightlifting's worse. In 2023, a man in women's power lifting broke two world records and outlifted his closest female opponent in one event by 440 pounds.
And today, the NCAA changed their policies so that they will no longer allow supposed transgender women to be playing on women's teams.
What's the White House's view of framing that calls men transgender females or similar rhetoric coming from organizations like the ACLU and GLAAD?
Well, it's been very clear. The policy of this administration is that there are only two sexes, male and female. Pretty simple.
And remember everything that the mainstream media did to try to promote and celebrate Leah Thomas, including photoshopping photos of him in order to try to make him look more feminine during their reporting. A clear violation of the basic journalistic ethics. But like I said, there are numerous lawsuits filed by leftist activist organizations in order to try to stop President Trump from, well, making America great again, making sports normal again. And so this may be a rather long and drawn-out process that is most likely going to end up in the Supreme Court. And every few minutes now, we learn of new ways that our tax dollars were being wasted through the bureaucratic slush fund, USAID, USAID. Here is Department of Homeland Security former director under the Biden administration, Alejandro Mayorkas, explaining a few back in 2021.
USAID already has launched a series of new initiatives to promote good governance and expand opportunities that will enable the people of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to build better futures in their home countries. This includes...
So while our national debt is spiraling out of control, approaching the point where we may not even be able to pay the interest on the debt, we are just giving away free money to third world countries to help improve them.
You can't really defend this kind of stuff. $45 million for diversity and inclusion scholarships in Burma. $3 million for girl-centered climate action in Brazil. $125 million to racialize public health. $288,000 for diverse birdwatcher groups. USAID, which is in the center of the storm right now, and rightfully so, spent $1.5 billion to, quote, advance diversity, equity, inclusion in Serbia's workplaces and business communities.
Well, no wonder this is how the U.S. debt clock looks. Now up to $107,000 per citizen, which means that a newborn baby just born 5 seconds ago now is $100,000 in debt. $323,000 per taxpayer. So basically at this point, we all owe, well, I guess what was the equivalent of an average mortgage before the inflation crisis hit because of the national debt. Not to mention all the USAID money being given to liberal news organizations.
Well, did you see what happened yesterday where they found hundreds of millions of dollars of money was fraudulently given to newspapers and, I guess, Politico? I don't know. They're here. Good. I hope you're enjoying your breakfast.
But this TikToker, of course, has a nose ring, has a message for us Trump supporters.
Supporters, you do not get to be pissed about what is happening right now without also admitting that you made a huge mistake.
I think she's talking about the price of eggs.
I don't want to hear you complain unless it comes with a, oh my God, this was me.
I don't care if eggs cost $5,000 a piece. As long as I keep seeing headlines like this, Trump administration rounds up 5,500 criminal migrants in less than a week. And by the way, the Liberal Tears mug, which is available from my online store at markdice.com, is available in an 11-ounce mug, which is like the standard coffee mug size, a 15-ounce, and a 20-ounce. But at this rate, I might have to start selling 5-gallon Liberal Tears buckets. And while you're there, be sure to check out some of my classic shirt designs, like the Liberalism Find a Cure, the War is a Racket, Conspiracy Theorists are Right, the Sorry No Vacancy, Deport the Mall shirt, or any of my awesome designs. All available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.